It's time for a Swedish fika with some Swedish fun facts with your host, Pixelpia.
Welcome to Swedish fika, the podcast where I take a closer look at Sweden and Swedes. Today's episode will be about Alfred Nobel, the Nobel Prize, and Santa Lucia. Alfred Nobel was born in Stockholm, Sweden, on October 21st, 1833. He was, among many things, the inventor of dynamite and the blasting cap, synthetic rubber and leather, and artificial silk. By the time of his death on December 10, 1896, he had 355 patents to his name and was a very wealthy man. In his will, he said that his fortune was to be used for prizes in physics, chemistry, physiology or medicine, literature, and peace. The executor of the will formed the Nobel Foundation, an organization to take care of the assets and to coordinate the work of the prize awarding institutions. In 1986, Sveriges Riksbank, Sweden's central bank, established the Sveriges Riksbank's Prize in Economic Science in memory of Alfred Nobel. Between the years 1901 and 2021, the Nobel Prize and the Prize in Economics has been awarded 609 times to a total of 947 laureates and 28 organizations. During the years, there has been a total of 49 prizes that weren't awarded, mostly during the World War I and II. The statutes of the Nobel Foundation says, and I'm quoting, "If none of the works under consideration is found to be of the importance indicated in the first paragraph, the prize money should be reserved until the following year. If even then the prize cannot be awarded, the amount should be added to the foundation's restricted funds." Two laureates have declined the prize: Jean-Paul Sartre in literature in 1964, and Le Duc Thaw in peace, 1973. The Nobel Prize ceremony takes place in Stockholm, Sweden, on December 10th, and for the Peace Prize in Oslo, Norway, the same day. In Stockholm, laureates receive the Nobel Prize medal and diploma from King Carl XVI Gustav. In Oslo, laureates received the Nobel Peace Prize from the chairman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee in the presence of King Harald V of Norway. The laureates receive a Nobel Prize diploma, each one uniquely handmade as a work of art, a Nobel Prize medal, handmade of 18-carat recycled gold, and a document confirming the Nobel Prize amount. For 2021, the prize amount is 10 million Swedish crowns, which is just a little bit under $1,100,000. Unfortunately, the pandemic has stopped the Nobel Prize ceremony in 2020 and 2021. All laureates will receive their prize in their own country. So now let's take a look at Santa Lucia, Saint Lucy. Every year on December 13th, all of Sweden celebrates the feast of Santa Lucia, Saint Lucy. According to the 14th century folklore, this was a dangerous night when many people believed that supernatural beings roamed the land. The Julian calendar was in use at the time, so that this night coincided with the winter solstice, the darkest day of the year. This led many people to stay awake throughout the night to protect themselves from evil spirits. It was only later that the feast day was named Santa Lucia, after Saint Lucia, a martyr and saint in the Roman Catholic and Orthodox churches. Saint Lucia was a young Christian girl who was martyred and killed for her faith in 304. The most common story told about her is that she would secretly bring food to the persecuted Christians in Rome who lived in hiding in the catacombs under the city. She would wear candles on her head, so she had both hands free to carry things. However, Sweden's Lucia celebration is a combination of honoring the saint and the old pagan traditions. Lucia made her first recorded appearance in Sweden's rural home in 1764, but the custom really established itself during the 1900s. Leading the procession, the Lucia Tog, is Lucia, and she is trailed by handmaidens, tärnor, starboys, stjärngossar, and gingerbread men, pepparkaksgubbar. And in many schools, the procession even include Christmas elves, tomtenissar. As I said, the procession, or as we say, Lucia-tåget, is led by Lucia. She is dressed in a long white dress with a red sash around her waist and a crown of candles on her head. Depending on the age of the Lucia, these can be real candles or battery-driven ones. The crown is usually made out of lingonberry branches, which are evergreen and symbolize the new life after winter. The handmaiden typically wear glitter or a wreath without candles, and glitter or a decorative red ribbon around their waist. They are also wearing long white dresses, and so are the star boys, stjärngossar, and they have cone-like white hats and a star-adorned stick in their hand. And last, we have the lantern-carrying pepparkaksgubbarna, gingerbread men, and they are dressed in gingerbread costumes decorated with white icing. As well as being the bearer of light, Lucia offers treats. The eats are gingerbread biscuits and an S-shaped saffron bun called a lussekatt, a treat that is almost as classic as the cinnamon bun in Sweden. To drink, you sip a cup of glögg, mulled wine, served with almonds and raisins, or coffee, which is an option. These Lucia-tåg, or Lucia processions, play out on national TV, in kindergartens, schools, care homes, hospitals, offices, and churches around the country. Waiting in anticipation, the audience's first sign that Lucia is on the way is a mellow chorus approaching from the distance, followed by the soft light of the candles. Almost every Swede knows the Santa Lucia song, or Natten går tunga fjät. But that is just the beginning of several traditional songs sang by the Lucia, her maidens and her star boys, the gingerbread men, and if there are smaller kids present, the Christmas elves. Many communities and cities have their own Lucia chosen, but there is also, as I said, a national Lucia pageant. And a Swedish national Lucia is chosen. And this is where the connection between the Nobel Prize and Lucia can be found. As I mentioned earlier, the Nobel Prize festivities take place on December 10th, and many of the laureates are spending the whole week in Stockholm, lecturing and enjoying the city. For those who are still there on December 13th, a surprise awaits them. Sweden's national Lucia and her attendants surprise the Nobel Prize laureates who have stayed a bit longer at the Grand Hotel in Stockholm. The laureates are woken up in their hotel beds by girls dressed in white, carrying candles, celebrating the feast of Santa Lucia in the early morning of December 13th. If there is one thing I really miss from Sweden, especially since I were a teacher, it is Santa Lucia. At every school I have worked, we always had a Lucia tog. But I had the pleasure of visiting the old Swedish church in Philadelphia a couple of times and see their Lucia tog. And I also had my American family with me there. Now I have only one episode left of this first season of A Swedish Fika. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, you would make my Christmas very special if you would leave a review on the platform where you have been listening. So let's end today's show with a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Or as we say in Sweden, God jul och gott nytt år.
You can keep up with everything from A Swedish Fika on aswedishfika.com or on Facebook or Instagram as A Swedish Fika. And you can reach Pixelpia at pixelpia@aswedishfika.com.